Welcome to Young Black Misses, the podcast for newly married women. Let's have a conversation about wife life, from love, friendship, money, food, and everything in between. Relax, and let's get started. Another episode of Young Black Misses. I am your host, Morgan F., and today I am talking to brides that are planning their weddings during a post-pandemic season. So if you heard the last few episodes, you know, I talked to wedding coordinators about their experiences. So now I'm talking to the brides. And I have three awesome brides coming up for you to finish out this series. And so today I'm talking to Victoria, who is getting married very soon, probably in the next couple of weeks. She'll be a Young Black Mrs. She is a personal trainer and a boot camp instructor at MJ Fitness in Kansas City. And she loves to make an impact on people's lives and help them adapt to a healthier life. We didn't really talk much about that, but that's what she does. We chatted about her upcoming wedding, her planning, and what it's like to be in an interracial marriage or an interracial relationship, and how that kind of shook up for her. So I can't wait for you guys to hear that interview a little later on in the main event. But, you know, I got to give you some fun little segments before we get going. So let's just play my favorite theme song. Shaking my curls. I'm shaking my curls. I'm shaking my curls. Shaking my curls. I'm shaking my curls. I'm shaking my curls. I'm shaking my curls. Shaking my curls. Shaking my curls. So in honor of Miss Victoria being a personal trainer, I thought I would share a little story with you, and it turns out for the good. So part of the reason that I eat plant-based is for health reasons, right? And I've always been a very slender person. I really never had much issues with weight. I'm just having a burp attack, excuse me. I really never had much issues with weight as I was a child and into my adulthood, but I just wanted to look. I have some health issues, and I noticed as soon as I started eating plant-based, I dropped so much. So I started eating plant-based right around the time I heard about these health issues, because they said this plant-based diet is really supposed to be beneficial to my illness, and maybe one day I'll talk about it, you know, once everything calms down. But be helpful to my health concern. So I'm like, perfect. So simultaneously, I'm engaged and I am losing so much weight to the where my seamstress is like, I remember one time she held me in the dress real tight and I could tell she clenched me up. She said, hey, you're going to have to keep getting this put in if you keep losing weight. So whatever you're doing, eat more. Or work out less or whatever. Just stop. Cause you keep, and this is, she was getting frustrated. So I'm really shaking my curls at women, at people that really focus a little too heavily about how they look on that day. And I think I didn't come into, you know, going on a plant-based diet because of my wedding to look amazing in my dress. I went on a plant-based diet because of my health concerns, right? And I just stuck with it for ethical reasons. But I'm really concerned about women that go out of their way to fit into this dress for one day. Like, your man, your partner knows what you look like, whether you are 20 pounds more, 20 pounds less. Don't freaking kill yourself to fit into a stinking dress. So I'm shaking my curls at that because I know people do that. And it is sad and it is scary. We are in unique times. So it could be a little bit more comfortable for you to put on more weight, or it might be a little bit more encouraging for you to lose weight. Whatever your best self is, embrace that on the best day of your life. And that's what I think about that. So I'm shaking my curls at that this obsessive losing weight to fit into a dress trend. I don't like it. All right, on to the next segment.
What you chewing?
What I'm chewing. So I have in front of me a pulled trumpet mushroom, Cuban pulled trumpet mushroom, which basically means it's citrus, with some cilantro lime rice and my lemon broccoli. And so within the pulled trumpet mushrooms, I chopped up some trumpet mushrooms and let them marinate with orange juice, lime juice, grate, garlic, and olive oil for about 4 hours. And then I just let some onions sweat and I sauteed the onions with the mushrooms. And then, broccoli and cilantro lime rice. So here we go. So you get a little bit of everything, but I just want to get the pulled pork and the pulled pork question, quotation marks with the rice. Whoa. Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is a recipe that I used to make with pork, Abby. This is fabulous. Oh my goodness. It's very citrusy. I love it. Okay, man. Oh yeah. This is so good. This is so good. Okay, I'm gonna just keep eating and we're gonna get on to my interview and the main event.
Welcome to the main event. I have a special guest with me. Now, I know her as Tori, but how do you introduce yourself, Tori?
I would much rather go by Victoria
Okay, Miss Victoria.
these
Okay,
days,
because we're grown now. Okay, well, my special guest, Victoria. You're never gonna get out of that name.
I know it's a pretty elegant name. I love actually using my first name now, my full name, shall I say?
Okay. Well, anyways, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a KC native. I'm 26 years old. I'm engaged, getting married in about 3 weeks now. But yeah, I work at MJ Fitness, as you can see here. It's a little personal training gym downtown in Kansas City, located by Crown Center. And I've been there for about 3.5 years. So yeah, I do personal training, small groups, and I also teach boot camps. So it's great.
It's great for you. I'm not a gym junkie. I like this is my gym room, and
Oh.
3 times a week I like to do this girl on YouTube. Her name is Grow with Glow or Grow with Joe, and she has all these
Okay.
dance moves or whatever. It's very fun. So
Yeah, I've done some dance fitness classes. They're fun, but it's not enough for what I do. But yeah.
I just want to maintain. I'm not really trying to do all of that. I just want to maintain.
It's fun. It's good cardio. We can tone up that way a little
Yeah, see, that helps. See, I'm good. Okay. You have mentioned you're engaged. And I think by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be like a week or so before you're.
The week before, yes. The big day is Friday, October 22nd.
Yeah, it'll be a week before. Wow. So, whoo, how are you feeling about all that?
I'm kind of at peace with it now. A lot of prayer. They do say that you get more stressed the closer it is, but honestly, I just have so much support and so much love, and my coordinators have been amazing, as well as like all of my bridesmaids have just been super supportive. So I'm feeling much better than what I was a couple weeks ago. I'm
Okay.
good. I'm ready for it to be here.
Yeah, I don't know how I felt. I was kind of like, I have all these things I want to do, and you're right, because we had the same coordinator. So like
Yeah.
she's on it. So it's
She
just
is. She's awesome.
it's not even a question of how it's going to be. It's going to turn out right. Okay,
Yeah.
but now I need to know the love story. Everyone likes a good love story, and I feel like yours is going to go way back to what, high school, elementary, where we at?
We are at high school. So, Ryan, that's the name of my fiance. He would say we did not know each other in middle school, but we did. That is when I met him, was actually in seventh grade, but we were just kind of friends, had some classes. But the real romance started when we were sophomores in high school at GHS. And practically, long story short, him and his best friend were in there with some of me and my girlfriends, and Ryan and his best friend Pete were just the class clowns, constantly getting in trouble, and got moved over close to me. And we were doing this little project, and he kind of just, I don't know how he did it. He explained it so much better, but he had this cute little love note written to me on there. And since then, the relationship just kind of blossomed.
Wow.
Like, we were just inseparable since, and made it through college and him transferring schools and such. And so, yeah, it's...
You guys didn't go to the same school in college, is what you're saying?
We did not. I went to Central Methodist University, and he went to Mizzou, and then finished out his senior year at Emporia State University.
Okay.
So distance, long distance was a huge part of our relationship, but it's crazy. Like, we were so young, but everyone always was telling us, like, oh, you guys are going to break up. It's not going to work. It's just a little high school fling. But when you know, you know. And God places people in your life for a reason. But yeah, we are high school sweethearts.
That's cute. Okay. This is like, since you're a trainer, you'll get this. Okay. So my old boyfriend from high school. No, I'm going to call him an ex because there's a difference. My my ex-boyfriend from high school, my first boyfriend. Like, if I think what I was thinking about this when I was like, you know, planning to chat with you, and mm-hmm. And this goes for my sister as well. Like, hey, sister. Hi. I know you're listening. But I just couldn't imagine myself being with my first boyfriend. And I think about that sometimes because my husband is probably my fourth boyfriend. Okay. And so I feel like, have you guys grown together? Because I feel like I'm not the same chick. Oh, let me tell you the story. So I saw my ex on a Facebook advertisement, and I didn't recognize him. So I had to send it out. He looked familiar, but I couldn't quite, you know, place it.
Yeah.
And so I had to ask my friend, like, who is this? He looks familiar. And she was like, that's your ex.
Yeah.
So I just, how have you guys grown together over these, what are we talking? 7, 8, 10 years? I don't know.
It's been 10 years. It's so crazy. Yes. Getting married on year 10, but absolutely, 110%. We are totally different people from what we were in high school. And like I said, I mean, I wouldn't say we were immature, but you're not as mature as what we are now. Like, being 26 years old, falling in love when I was like almost 16. But yeah, I mean, you just go, and I think college played a huge part of that, because I think I was a little more sheltered and had a little bit more different values growing up than what his family was. So going to college and really getting to grow into who I am and setting my boundaries, my guidelines, my goals and my aspirations, and also having his own. And we are both student athletes, all from high school and college. So just learning to balance everything that happens in your lives and all the changes, like, he's always been my number one person. Like, we were just always teammates for each other,
mm-hmm.
and just like accountability partners and keeping each other strong on like our highs and our lows. But oh yeah, we've totally changed and we've grown. We have different interests, views on life, but somehow we always make it work. Like, I mean, we don't always see eye to eye on everything, but just having someone that accepts your growth and realizes that, you know, you don't like the same things anymore. You want to go this way, you want to go that way, but they're always supportive. So yeah, it's been great to grow with someone and have someone that's always been in your corner and can see that potential and growth in you.
That's beautiful. And I have a kind of deep question, but I got to know. So I know you're in an interracial coupling, soon to be an interracial marriage. Just tell me your thoughts on that. How do you feel about that? Has anyone said anything off out of pocket, or is it 2020?
Oh,
we don't have to hear crap.
Oh yeah. Like, I've definitely gotten so many mixed emotions as far as like good things about it, where some people have joked and just like, oh my God,
you're going to have pretty babies. I thought they were going to say something about your babies.
Yeah. Like,
beautiful kids.
Like, I've literally heard every single thing in the book. Like, from mm-hmm. people joking about it, like, oh my God, you don't believe I'm just like black love, or why, oh, was a black guy not good enough? Or, oh, why did you stay a date outside your race? Like, it's like, it was never a choice to be like, I'm just only going to date white guys, or like, I'm only going to be with a white guy. Like, I judge off of people's character. Like, mm-hmm. yes, looks are great. He's so handsome and I love him for that. But it's like, how are you as a person? I want to see what your soul's about, your character. I want to see your heart. And he was the only one that always stood out above any other guy that I've dated or talked to. But as far as like everything else goes, we've definitely had people look at us crazy in restaurants when we've been places, and they're just, you know, turn their nose up like, oh, like, just don't approve. And it's like, you always take the high road, you know? Like, I've had some family members that were at points, they were just like, why would you date a white person? Or like, what's wrong with a black person? They weren't good enough. But it's just that old school mindset. So it was kind of nice to me to be the one that like kind of broke down that border for some people. Like, I put that on my shoulders of just like taking such pride in it and showing that love is love. Like, who cares if they're white, Hispanic, Asian, Korean, like it doesn't matter, you know? But I've just always learned to take the high road and just love people for who they are, regardless of skin tone. Like, that doesn't play, you know, a huge aspect in it. Like, yes, we have different cultural backgrounds, but we're all the same people. And like, our goals, our mindsets line up. And yeah, it was meant to be. So I actually love it. I love being in an interracial relationship. It's very fun.
I mean, hey, you love your man, so it's all good.
Whatever
skin tone he is. I actually never actually dated outside. Well, I dated one guy outside of my race, but we didn't have that much in common. And so he was just like, okay, you're nice, but we don't have that much in common.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think it's a personal choice. You know, this is young Black missus. You're going to be a young Black missus. And I mean, we do whatever makes us happy. Honestly, that's how I feel. So I watched a TV show, What Would You Do? And there was an interracial couple and this older white woman, and they did one in the South and they did one on the East Coast, like the same scenario. And it was a totally different action from the East Coast to the South. Obviously that older white woman was like, no, you know, Black people should be with Black people and white people should be with Black people. But
I've had so many colleagues that have been like that too. And it's just like, but they try to come off as like, I'm not trying to be prejudiced or racist, but we just believe that Black people should say Black people, white people say white people. Like, they don't like the mix. And it's like, who are you to judge and sit here and tell somebody who they can and can't date and fall in love with? Like, it's just ludicrous to me.
And not to hate on my Black men or anything like that, but unfortunately, a lot of Black men are incarcerated or they might not be up to the standard of us, you know, like something that we would want. And no shade, Black men. I know mostly women listen to this podcast, but that's the thing that happens. Like, like, you know, they're dying, you know what I'm saying? Police brutality or just gang or like just violence in general. So there's just, it's like, if you want to be in a committed relationship, you've got people that are not wanting to. And I think that's with all races. I think that's with all men too. And I want to generalize just saying Black men, but the incarceration. Yeah.
I totally agree. I feel like it definitely kind of shows your background as far as like men growing up. Like, Ryan grew up with, you know, both his parents being in his household. He had a good father, a good mom. Like, he was raised to, you know, treat women with respect and just go above and beyond to always be a gentleman. Like, and that's what always separated them apart. And it's like, you know, in high school, I was young, I was dating, whatever. People aren't always mature. You didn't think like, you know, oh my God, the first boyfriend I have, I'm going to end up marrying him and such. Right. Like, Ryan was definitely not my first boyfriend, but yeah, but I definitely think looking back at like, again, like how you were raised and those values that your parents instill in you truly show like how you're going to be. And it's going to shape and mold you into the adult you are today. So I totally agree with that.
That's so true. Okay. I'm going to shift gears out of that little deep conversation. Yeah. I really want to know, how did he propose? Because I see a ring, shine and cute.
Yes,
girl. I see it. Oh, it's a pear shape. Okay.
It is. I got my little double halo
pear. I know.
I love it. Love it.
That's cute. See, eventually you're going to stop wearing your rings and just be like, whatever.
I don't know. I keep mine on me. So, okay. Funny story, not to derail from the other question. I actually lost my ring about a couple months ago at a quick trip close to my house. And it was by the grace of God. Someone turned it in at 3 a.m. and I was doing a catering shift. It was nothing but the grace of God that someone found my ring. So since then, I thought I wore it a lot, but this bad boy does not come off my hand.
Not even a shower. So how did he put it on your finger, girl? How do you put it on your finger?
So I, let's see. It was the weekend of my mom's birthday, actually. It was last August and it was raining and such, but he was going to treat me to a full spa day because I love going to the salon, getting my lashes done, my nails and everything. And he was like, let me just treat you to that. Like, you deserve that. Why not? And I was like, oh, okay. Didn't think anything of it. I was literally at the salon for like 4 hours and my nail tech was just like, oh my God, what's the special occasion? You're getting everything done. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, we're going on a helicopter ride. His friend's a pilot in downtown KC. Like, he has a really nice date planned. And I was telling him I want to go to this new restaurant. And she was just like, oh my God, do you think he's going to propose? Do you think tonight could be the night? And I'm just like, nah, I don't really want to get my hopes up. Like, I'm not a pressure type of person. So
she was having
I'm
not going to
speak anything into existence and rush my time and, you know, run him away. But yeah, so he treated me to a beautiful spa day. Went home, picked me up. I got changed. We drove out to downtown KC for the airport, got on our helicopter ride, and we're in the helicopter. It was absolutely gorgeous. The rain stopped. It was beautiful. Sun was shining. And by the time we were circling around the city, it was starting to be at sunset. And it was just breathtaking. So I started to notice as we were going around, he's taking us to all these different spots. And he's like, oh, look, remember that date we had on the plaza, our first day when we went to prom our junior year. And then we went over like Grandview High School. And he's like, oh, remember this where we met, and like in Miss Whitford's class, and like, remember we won homecoming this year.
Whoa, keep going.
It's just like, you know, like all these fun, different like moments. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. So sweet. We flew over like our parents' houses, like the lake and such. And when we circled back home, I was like, wow, this is just breathtaking. And his friends, like, you know, got his GoPro, they're recording everything. And I'm just like, ah, this is so cool. And so we touch back down, and of course they're taking more pictures of us, and we go back inside, and I literally turn to my left, and it's like 25 to 30 people there, and everyone just starts screaming, and I'm bawling. Oh my God, I'm getting emotional about it. But
okay.
It was so sweet.
Yeah, that's okay.
But he got all of our family and our closest friends together and got down on one knee, and I literally blacked out. And he was just like, Victoria Reese Coleman Wilson, like, I love you, and you are the love of my life. Will you please do the honor of marrying me? And I was just shaking. And of course I said yes. And then we just literally just popped champagne, had a huge party there, and went out to eat after, and just celebrated the whole rest of the night. It was absolutely perfect.
Oh,
it was like out of
the fairy
tale. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
That is so, that is beautiful. I love that. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
That gave me joy. Okay. Because a good proposal takes some planning, right?
It really does.
And that was some planning right there. He got it together. And see, and I liked what my husband did. He gave me a book, because I wasn't going to remember anything he said. Like, he wrote, I think it's probably down here. He gave me a book before he got down on one knee, and he just had me read it, because I kind of knew what was going on, because he dropped a couple hints, but I was still kind of in shock. And so I totally get it's, I hope every woman gets that experience. Like,
absolutely.
Or every man, like, every
moment,
person.
I literally think like everybody kind of blacks out. Like, he had to tell me. I asked him a week later. I was like, not to like offend you, but I didn't hear what you said. Exactly. I just remember seeing that beautiful shiny ring and the words, will you marry me? And everyone else was screaming like, say yes. Oh my God. But like, I did not hear anything. I was like, I'm crying. I'm so happy. And he's like, yeah, that's what I said to you. And I was like,
I didn't even know what the ring looked like. I didn't even look at my finger. I was just like, oh yes. And so that's beautiful. Crazy. Oh my goodness. Okay. So that was August of last year. So when did you start planning your wedding?
Immediately after, like, literally.
You didn't give it a break, girl. Come on, Victoria.
No. So, working part time, I guess I should have said this too. I've worked part time for Barcados for about 7 years now, and I have learned so many ins and outs of the wedding business, even just being the caterer. Like, you just, oh my God, as far as networking and obtaining so much information. But my advice to all brides is to plan everything as early as possible. Those vendors do not wait for anybody, and people will snag them up. And especially in a pandemic, everything goes by like this. But I had booked probably like 8 different venue like showings within like 2 weeks. Like, every other day, my sister and I were going, or Ryan and I were going somewhere. Like, he only made it to 3 of them. And I'm like, I'm going here. I'm sending you pictures. Here's the price. What are we thinking? But yeah, I jumped on it immediately. I think I had like our venue, our cake, our DJ and photographer booked within like, the first month.
Wow. Impressive.
I was on it just so we could, you know, really budget and take our time out to be like, okay, let's plan things. Let's get this done. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we wanted to give ourselves the full year. I was like, I'm not going to stress myself out. I'm not going to rush. So yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I waited a month for my mother's request. She's like, we're not going to talk about planning, but I already had a Pinterest board. So I kind of was like, well, you know, I kind of knew what I wanted to look like. And do you have a theme? Do you have a theme to your wedding?
We just kind of went more of just like a beautiful romantic, like fall evening. So yeah, like lots of beautiful florals. Our colors are navy blue and burgundy and little hints of gold and like dark forest green. So yeah, just nice and intimate and dreamy. So yeah.
So intimate. Is there a guest list, like a restriction for your guest list?
As far as, not so much. I mean, we definitely tried to cap it off. We had to kind of cut it down to 200, which I know does not seem like a lot, but our original cut was like 250. And then once we found our venue, and then COVID taking over, and they were like, okay, you know, our cutoff is like 215 max. And we were like, okay, so we have to budget in every person that we invite, also bring a plus one, you know, kiddos and such too. You got to have a wedding with some kids in there. It's just, you can't avoid that, but we don't want an abundance of people. So Yeah.
I did. There was only one little baby at my wedding.
Yeah. And like that's kind of how we kept it. But honestly, most of the parents and friends that, you know, have babies and such, they were like, we're getting a babysitter. This mommy had the night off. And I'm like, thank you, because you work so hard. Your friends are getting married. Like, you want to come enjoy and bask in the moment, you know? So I kind of like that. We didn't want to kind of put that pressure on people. We just kind of let them do it themselves. So it was great. It all worked out.
So back to the restrictions a little bit. So will your guests have to wear masks, or is it socially distanced? How's that working out?
Thankfully, we, with most of us having vaccines now, we're hoping that most people come fully vaccinated, but even if not, we are going to have masks out and ask people to wear them just for their own comfort level. But the nice thing about the ceremony is that it's going to be outside on a rooftop, so people can kind of space out and distance that way. And then our cocktail hour will kind of be on the rooftop and our second floor where the reception hall is. But as far as social distancing inside, there aren't super like a lot of like crazy restrictions, but we just want everyone to be comfortable and safe to their own extent, so to speak. So yeah.
That's good. I like that. Okay. So my mom always says, and I, when I told her this, I was going to ask you this question. She said, you're going to quote me, but say it right. So I'm going to read it. My mom always says weddings and funerals bring out the best or the worst of people.
I totally agree with that.
Wedding planning brought out a new side of you.
I think it's brought out a greater side of me as far as like planning goes and just learning how to juggle and multitask. And I always used to call myself the queen of multitasking. And I get that from my mother. Because we can be doing so many different things and nobody even knows like what's happening behind the scenes. It's just like, you just get to bask in the moment and know that, oh my God, this is so great. But it's like, it took me 5 months to get this done. But I definitely think it's just taught me better time management skills. Like, but, and just definitely learning how to budget even better too. But as far as me personally, I think it's been positive, but for some guests, I would say it's brought out the worst.
Ooh.
Just as far as etiquette and just being respectful. Like, for instance, I had a couple people that just kind of overstepped their boundaries and had this sense of entitlement, thinking that they can just almost invite other people to the wedding that I nor Ryan have any relationship with whatsoever, just because they're like, oh, well, this is my friend and he's going to bring his friend and we're just going to come. And it's like, no, you didn't even ask about it. Or people knowing that, you know, we've already sent on our invites and such, and people are just like, oh, well, I want to come, so send me the stuff. And it's just like, it's kind of rude to just ask people and demand certain things because you don't know what the planning process is. You don't know if it's COVID restrictions, like their venue shortage. Maybe they're not having anybody at their wedding. You know, it's like, you just have to kind of be considerate. And that's just kind of really shown people's true colors as far as like the audacity that people have and the entitlement to be like, well, I care about you, so why am I not involved? Without just being like, hey, you know, we'd like to be there. Is any way we could, you know, show some love or support? Like, I think just people remembering weddings are a lot of work financially and emotionally. So yeah, I would definitely say it's brought out some interesting sides of people that I was not expecting it to be from.
So how have your bridesmaids been? They've been pretty good to you, pretty helpful. I know you had a shower recently.
Yeah. So all of my bridesmaids are my favorite girls on the planet. They are best. I have 8 bridesmaids.
God bless you.
Yes. And 2 junior bridesmaids for Ryan's twin sisters. Yes. So I have a huge girl party and everyone is just so authentic, original and sweet and kind-hearted. And I just truly believe that your friends are a reflection of you. The people you keep in your circle literally show aspects of who you are. And I just could not have a better group of girls by my side. They've all been so supportive, and me being the type of person I am the ultimate planner and I will do it myself and get it done. So I haven't really needed them to really go, you know, crazy hands-on as far as like things like that with vendors, but they're just so supportive and they literally all text me. I have a huge group chat. Everyone gets along so well and they're just like, are you good? Are you okay? We love you. We're so excited. So they're just awesome. I have the best group of girls.
I'm happy for you. I had an interesting position, but I ain't gonna share. So
what happened?
I had to demote a bridesmaid because
that's happened. I've heard something. See, I feel like that kind of touches on the part as far as like bringing out the other side of people. Yeah. You know,
because she felt like I was asking her to do too much. So I had like, she's out of town, right? It doesn't matter. We're no longer friends. I can talk about this. Unfortunately, we are no longer friends.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, but it's probably for the best. She was from out of town. She was out in Texas now, but I mean, I knew her from high school. She moved. So she was trying to plan our 10th anniversary the same weekend she was here for my wedding. And she also wanted to visit her family, but like, that's my wedding weekend. I have activities all weekend that I want right. you to be there for. Because
this is my one day out of the whole year.
Yeah, like, exactly. Well, or the one weekend out of the whole year. And she just she couldn't do that for me. And so I was like, yeah, I was just going to have to let you be a guest. But then she didn't show up, which is fine, whatever. So that's my bridesmaid horror story. I hope you don't experience that. And I hope on your wedding day, nobody asked you to tie their shoes, because that happened to me. And I did it not thinking that, you know.
Oh,
Victoria, you know me. Like, I'm just very helpful. You know what I'm saying? So
people take advantage of that. They do.
I wouldn't even thinking when I did it. I'm like, wait a minute. Go ask somebody else. Three other people in here.
Like, you're the bride. It's your day to be pampered. It's your day to be up on that pedestal, because it's a monumental moment.
Yeah. But then she felt bad and she made sure I was bustled and she watched me all night. She even helped me go to the bathroom. So she did feel guilty. So yeah, she must have felt bad about it.
Conviction. Well, that's good. That's good. She serves her right.
Yeah. So it's all right. It's all right. I forgive her, but that was just funny. Excuse me. Okay. So you mentioned your coordinator a couple of times. So how's that going for you? I've been in this series, I've been talking to other coordinators and planners and talking about the importance of having it. So what do you think the importance of having a coordinator is? How important is that to you?
So I think it's definitely important for the day of. I think the closer it gets, that every single bride and groom should look into finding a coordinator. But my take on it is that you really don't need a coordinator to do everything for you. Like, I have planned everything out myself. I've done all my vendors, gotten everything. But as far as coming down to the day of to make sure that all of that is taken care of, just creating your list, creating all the contact numbers and turning it over to your coordinator to be like, listen, this is what times people are supposed to show. If you think anything needs to be changed, do that. So we're like, you know, this is my baby. I've been building it up. I'm planning the party of the year. And then just entrusting someone with that is so important. And also just to make sure that your parents don't get too involved. Like, I feel like everybody's parents are always to some degree trying to be coordinators and help out because, you know, it's their child.
But
I've been to so many weddings, and including one of my best friend's weddings, that her mom did everything, or the dad's running around. Like, they just have too much responsibility to where they get lost in the moment. They don't get to sit down and relax and actually bask in seeing their children share the special moment. So I think it's huge. I definitely think having a coordinator is a great investment. And even if you just, you know, promote somebody that, you know, that's good with planning and organization that you can entrust to just make sure your timeline flows, it is going to make it so much easier. And I'm not even married yet, but I've seen that so many times.
Yeah. Yeah. Our coordinator is awesome. Hey, Miss McClellan. Okay. So what's your favorite part of your upcoming wedding? Like, is there a component that you're looking forward to? I'll help you, because you look like you not have an answer quite yet. So my favorite part you got it?
Oh yeah, I definitely do.
Okay.
I kind of have like three different things that I would say. I think it's just kind of like the process building up to it. I think my bachelorette weekend was my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
Because I had literally 15 girls come out to Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona for a super long weekend, and they planned it all. Like, I told them like four things that I wanted to happen, and they took it and ran with it. It was the best celebration I've ever had in my entire life.
Nice.
But yeah, I'd say that was like my favorite part there. And then having two showers, my boss did one for me with all of our clients, and then also having the one with all of our church family that I haven't gotten to see in so long. It was everything. So yeah, but of course the actual wedding will be the best part, but I'd say bachelorette weekend takes the cake.
Yeah, for me, I was gonna say at my wedding I did a movie, because the theme was a movie. So I had a movie playing of how we got together or whatever. And so that was my favorite part. Even though it was a little stumbly, that still was my favorite part. So I'm kind of glad we had that going on. That was pretty awesome. Now, you mentioned budgeting a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, you know, the last gal I was talking to, Julie, the coordinator. No, it wasn't Julie. It was Stephanie, the first gal I was talking to. So listeners, if you haven't heard that episode, go ahead and roll back and catch her, what she said. But I'll repeat it here. So she had said, like, the average used to be like 20K for weddings. And now she's like 30 to 50, depending on whatever.
I totally believe that.
Like, how are you coping with dropping so much on a day?
You know, I am just one of those people that if I really want it, I will spend any amount of money for my own happiness. And that is just Ryan and I. Like, he is so good as far as that for me, where he's like, you want it, baby girl, I'm going to give it to you. But it's another thing as far as like planning in the pandemic, my mom recently had lost her job. So it was so heartbreaking to her because, you know, going from having two salaries and two incomes to support not only, you know, your daughter getting married, but also your other children, your dogs, your whole household. It was a dagger. So Ryan and I actually have been paying for everything ourselves. Like my mom did pay for my wedding dress, which I thought was super special because she was one of the only people I brought with me. But but I definitely think budgeting is nice. It's good to at least try to set a goal and stay close to it. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say Ryan and I kind of veered away from our budget a little bit, but at the end of the day, we've paid for everything and it's going to be the wedding of our dreams that we can afford. So yeah, it's going to be perfect. But I definitely think it's good to set a budget just so it's like, okay, we don't get too lost in all the money and being like, where do we go or what's paid for, what's not. So
I understand. Someone told me right after I got engaged to get a travel credit card and pay for everything on that travel credit card. That way you can get points for your honeymoon. And so that's what we did. And so, I mean, obviously we had most of the money to just, you know, pay the credit card bill off.
Right.
But, I think we had maybe $2,000 after the wedding that we still need to pay off. But the good news was we put so much on that card that we got enough points that was helped pay for our honeymoon. Like, I think some of the activities and some of the, you know, some of that kind of stuff, like the flight. For that to reimburse ourselves. So that's just a little hack, listeners, for you guys. If you're,
I know
you got to be careful if you get a little swipe happy, but it worked for us. And, you know, I still have that credit card. Actually, I use it when I travel. So, you know, I only use it when I travel. So that's just something to share. I think that would be helpful because budgeting is exciting, but it's also stressful. And we also kept, we were like, okay, we're going to try to spend $15,000. And we went to $17,000. And I was like, $2,000, not bad. See, that's why I had that $2,000 next year because it wasn't in the budget. So, you know what I mean? I was like, we kept it pretty tight. But yeah, like you said, my mom helped with some stuff. And my mom, I didn't want a cake. So my mom was like, I'm going to buy the cake. So she bought the cake because I was just going to have ice cream because I was like, I don't want to pay for that. So she just was like, okay, I'll buy it. I'm like, thank you. And it was good for what it was. I'm just not really a cake eater, but
yeah, same here.
And then people will start asking you like, how can I help? And I was like, how can you help? Oh, you can buy me some bottles of wine that I can put on the table. And that's what my aunt did for me. So she actually just gave me cash. She was like, here's $100, do what you need to do. And so that was nice of her. And she had a really good time. So I'm glad that happened. But after the wedding is over.
Yeah.
What part of marriage are you looking forward to most?
I honestly think our honeymoon, just because we are doing one immediately after, again, due to this crazy pandemic, but our honeymoon is going to be along the Amalfi Coast in Italy.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, we're just going to give ourselves some time to just relax and just stack up our bank accounts again and just be like, let's just live a normal life and just lay low for a little bit, start spending time with our friends again that we haven't seen in so long. So yeah, just looking forward to relaxing and then just planning our first big out of the country trip as a married couple.
Ooh, nice. Nice. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm getting to the game part of my questions. It's been such an interesting conversation. So I'm going to see how you play this out. Wait, I got my other notes. I'm moving this over here. Okay. So this game is called Marry, Date, or Dump. It's a made up game. Don't compare it to anything else because it's a Morgan original. Somebody else was like, oh, is it like, no, it's a Morgan original. Shh, hush. So I'll give you three options. You want to marry one. You can tell me if you want to marry it, you want to date it, or you want to dump it. And you can be, what's the word, polygamous. So I don't care. It's your decision. So first up, parts of the wedding, right? A wedding dress, open bar, or a grand entrance. Which one you marrying, which one you dating, which one you dumping? Wedding dress, open bar, or grand entrance?
I would definitely date my dress. Actually, no, marry my dress. I love my gown.
Okay.
I will date the grand entrance and then dump the open bar. I feel like the open bar is, again, kind of something that people just like that entitlement to. They're like, oh my God, you're not having an open bar. And it's like, oh, wait till you're married and make sure you're getting engaged and see how much that is. Cause honey, it ain't cheap. So just be happy if your guests, you know, cover something, or the bride and groom covers something for you. But
yeah. Right. So is your venue, like, you, how does that work with your venue? Do they have, they require you to use their bar, or could you bring in your own alcohol?
Yes. So the nice thing about our venue is that we got so much bundled, which is why I took it, as far as like aesthetically pleasing and having like, you know, the multiple levels of the venue to use. But they got all of our linen included, and our bar package was also included as well. And I think, like, to roughly say, we are doing an open bar because that was the only thing Ryan wanted. So, and it was affordable. So I think we dropped about $3,000 for it.
Yeah. I only spent $500 on alcohol, and then I returned $300 of it. So
wow. Oh yeah, my gosh.
I feel like in my wedding people weren't drinking. Like I had, or maybe it's because I had wine on the table. Maybe that's why.
It could be.
So, and they were like, oh, I have wine on the table. Or maybe if it was Sunday. I don't really know.
It probably was, yeah, Sunday if people had to work, or like,
no,
it was over holiday weekend though.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You never know. Some people they I don't know. Like ours is a Friday. So I'm like, and just knowing a lot of our family and friends, they like to have a little drink or two. Mm-hmm. So I know for sure the open bar will be put to good use. Like, we paid for it, so y'all better use it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I bought a bottle of Hennessy for my aunt. And she went asked her. And I said to her, like, I bought you a bottle of Hennessy. Make sure you go ask the bartender for it. And the bartender was like, oh, we don't have that. So I'm like, and then I found it after the thing. And of course I gave it to her, but, oh no, I did not return. Did I lie? I should have gave it to her. Anyways, but it was an interesting thing. I don't know. When I talk to brides, I think about my wedding, or, you know, it just pops in my head. Like,
yeah.
And I don't want to forget it, you know, and I hope you don't forget. I hope you're coming to it very soberly and very aware of what's going on, because prayerfully you won't do it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, God forbid something happened. Yeah. We don't want to do it again. This is it. Okay. Next question. Ooh, I think I might know what you're going to say. Father-daughter dance, mother's dance, or money dance? First of all, do you know what a money dance is before I?
Yes, I do. I've seen people do that a couple times. I'm going to dump the money dance.
Wait, hold on. Before you do that, hold on. Let me tell you what happened at my wedding when I did it.
Okay.
So some of my cousins did not give me a gift. Okay. And so we made this dance, the money dance, a competition between who, you know, me and David, me and my husband. Right.
Okay.
And so some of my cousins didn't give me a gift. So they dropped the cash that they had in as a gift, like 20s and 50s and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so that paid for a lot of food on the honeymoon. I'm just saying. So
that's awesome. I will say,
I want to reconsider that. I'm just saying.
Well, we did ours differently. So we kind of asked, like, on our registry and such, to put like cash funds for things, or for people to buy us like Southwest gift cards, or, you know, just visas. So we've already been, like, for my bridal showers, I will say people gave us some pretty good gifts, but we also got like a cute box to put with like our cards, and also one to put on the bar that's like, you know, honeymoon fun. So when you're tipping the bartender, just throw a little bit in there. But another thing is, just because I think sometimes the dollar dance just goes on a little too long for me, and the guests kind of get bored. And that's from a catering standpoint. I've seen it, and guests are just kind of like, okay, we're ready to do something else. Like, let's get involved. So it kind of lingers a little too long, but I do like the concept. But yeah, I feel like sometimes it's just like, do like 5 minutes, 5 minutes max.
I don't think ours was that long either. We played Whitney Houston, Want to Dance with Somebody, and I won it. Another song, but he played Too Short. What a whistle. So it wasn't that long.
I would say that's my reason for the dump. Like, sometimes it just goes on too long, and there's other ways to get around it, and we're playing a different game if people want to, you know, contribute to the honeymoon. But as far as date, I would say mother and son dance, but marry me and my dad dancing, because it's my dad and I love it.
Exactly.
The best part. I know we're going to be two emotional beings. So yeah, I'm.
Can you tell me the song that you guys are dancing to?
Okay. So we actually have not picked it just yet.
Oh boy.
We're trying to decide. We have like a couple songs we're bouncing off of, but he loves Luther Vandross. So we might use one of his classics in remembrance of him, because we used to dance to that all the time together. And I can't think of the other one, the name of it right now, but yeah, it's definitely going to be something old school that we're going to start like sweet and intimate, and then we're just kind of going to break it down a little bit.
Yeah. I did a father-daughter dance, and I did a mother's, like a woman's dance too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, to Celine Dion, because she loved me. As you can tell, I have a Celine Dion affection. I was listening to Celine Dion before we got on this call. So it's a thing. It's a thing. And I feel like that woman's dance, as I call it, was just like, I've never seen anybody do that before. So, you know, it's me and my mom in a circle, listeners, just background. Me and my mom in a circle, and all like my church mothers or like mother figures were around me. And that was like super sweet. So I have like a thing for that, because I feel like
I love that.
And maybe you can relate a little bit. I feel like moms don't, like, for the mother, the bride, I feel like they don't get a lot of attention or feel very involved.
I feel like that too. And my mom is like my number one person. Like, if I needed something to get done or advice, she's like, I'm here, I'm there. Like, she's dealt in so many other ways as far as like decorating and decor and being there for me and that, because like, you know, she's like, financially I couldn't really help out the way I wanted to, so let me do other stuff. And she's the craftiest woman on this planet. So yeah, I totally agree with that too. I'm just like, the mother of the bride definitely needs her appreciation.
Yeah, so I made sure my mom got her makeup done that day, and I'm sure you'll do the same. So yeah, I just feel like spread all the love. Me and my dad did a goofy song. It was Shorty Wanna Ride With Me. It was fun though, because
I love that
because he used to say it to me a lot.
Exactly, that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't always have to be a slow song. Like, whatever song is meaningful to you, like, and that's, I'm just like, Luther Vandross was such like a childhood thing with me and my dad. Like, yeah, I love that. It's like, you got to put your own twist on your wedding.
Exactly. And I think people laughed at that. Okay, oh wait, well, two more questions, here we go. A type of date: movie night, going out to a fancy restaurant, and we are not talking about no Applebee's on a date night, not that.
We have standards now. There are levels to fancy.
Okay, exactly. Or just chilling on the couch.
Definitely gonna dumb chilling on the couch. I'll date a movie night, and then definitely fancy restaurant for Mary.
Okay, now, absolutely. Tell me the restaurants you like. Send me that.
If I had to go fancy, or some of the restaurants that Ryan and I have been going to, we love 801 Chop House.
Okay.
La Bodega.
Yeah.
On the Crossroads. Let's see. Fogo de Chao.
Ooh, you don't get 52. Full on that.
Yeah, like Third Street Social. You know, Third Street's kind of like, you know, like,
that's kind of casual.
We're a little bougie, but like 801's when it's like, we're trying to stump. We're trying to drop some money. We want the cream of the crop.
Exactly. Yeah. That's funny. I love it. Cause I used to think like fancy was like Applebee's, you know, like, oh, we're going, but as you get older, you realize no, Honey Bunches, if they don't have a linen cloth on the table and a tablecloth, you know what I'm saying? It's not where you want to be. So
it's like, yeah, it's the presence. The minute you walk into a spot, you know, you just know. There's a certain ambiance.
Exactly. Okay. Last question for you. Types of wedding. Okay, I've been learning the industry folk call small weddings, like under 30 to 50, a micro wedding. So that's your first option. Micro wedding, large wedding, or a destination wedding?
Oh my goodness, I would definitely marry a destination wedding. If I was a millionaire, I would be getting married in Italy or in Bora Bora. But I will date my, what was the next one? Not micro wedding.
Large
wedding, because I'd say that's what we are, about 200 people. Love having anytime I can get all of my family and friends together, it just makes my heart flutter. So definitely got to date that, and then dump the micro wedding. I know way too many people and have too many people that just love and care about me and Ryan, so it would just be disrespectful and they would be so mad and I would never live it down.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, well, thanks so much for chatting with me today. Let my listeners know how they can connect with you via social, whatever you want to say.
I am always on social media. I haven't been posting that much due to wedding planning, but my Instagram is _VICFit. And my Facebook is Victoria Coleman Wilson. So yeah, find me on there. I love to talk to people, always accepting new clients and such.
There we go. Very well. Okay. So that information will be in the show notes, guys. All right, listeners, we're going on to the positive tip, but Victoria, you stay right here.
Okay.
The positive tip. That conversation was so interesting to me, because it's kind of like, it's listening to a person right before something major is about to happen in their life. And Victoria was so excited about her upcoming nuptials, which will be next week. Oh my gosh. I don't even know how she's probably feeling right now. Super excited, I'm sure. But just being able to The thing that cracked me up the most about that whole conversation was she was like, I'm at peace. I was like, wow. So I never felt extremely stressed about my wedding planning and the wedding as a whole. I just had so much fun with every moment of it. I feel like the positive tip is that, you know, these brides that I'm talking to, they've really enjoyed that process. And yes, you know, sometimes weddings can bring out different sides of folks. Unfortunately, you guys heard my story about my friend, old friend. And it can be troublesome. But if you're remembering at the end of all this, you're marrying the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, then it's worth it in the end. So that is a positive tip. Thanks so much for listening. And if you gain value or just are entertained from this podcast, make sure you're subscribed, number one. You can always drop a 5 stars in your whatever podcast app you're listening to. And that's number two. And then number three, you can share this with a friend because Young Black Misses is here. We are growing. We are thriving. We are doing the daggone thing. And as always, Young Black Misses is how I describe myself. You can be black, blue, purple, yellow, honey, bunches of oats, just as long as your post is going to enjoy this show. Okay. So, wait a minute. Sorry, guys. As always, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Young Black Misses. Stay connected with me there. And that information will also be in the show notes. So I can't wait for you guys to hear my conversation with Cheyenne coming up, not next week, but the next time we have a podcast, which will be every other week. Super cool conversation with her. And she recently is married, so she kind of was reflecting. And I'm not going to pub the next one because I don't have it on the books yet, but I'm going to get on the books. So yes, I'm so excited for you to hear that next conversation with Cheyenne. And until next time, guys, peace. That was wimpy. Peace. Okay. I'm getting off this mic. Take care. Bye-bye.